Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Right now, asking the question, the single most concerning thing about last night's Cowboys game was... Mine was the injury to Zach Martin, believe it or not. 877-881-1053. We want to hear from you guys. But first, you already heard from Steven. Now we want to hear from Jerry Jones this morning with Sean and RJ. Does it feel like a gift to be in the NFC East?
I'm not in the feel-good mood, frankly, we've been got manna from heaven. Being in the East, these things have a way of evening out as we go along, and certainly the NFC East is having its challenges right now. All of that is a way of not wanting to talk about other teams. When you're not playing any better than we are, it's hard for me to look to the end game, which is to win the East, and get excited about the fact that we're better than anybody. We may be slow, but we're ahead of you, syndrome. We've got to get better to have the kind of season that makes sense for us.
I like what he's saying there, Kevin, because he doesn't sound pleased. He doesn't sound lackadaisical about it. And he even said when he started, Mike, this morning, he told them, look, I have not talked to the coaching staff yet. We have not had those meetings yet. So y'all are getting me as if I just like watch the game. Y'all are getting the answers from me based on how I feel about what I saw last night. And he doesn't seem apathetic towards it like a lot of people think he is.
I know it's not a direct repercussion, but it feels like there could be repercussions. You know, he didn't say, like we heard with Steven, there's still a lot of football to be played. He said, I'm not in a happy mood to talk about it. And I wanted to so the NFC East has won 5 games total, which is amazing.
There hasn't been a week yet that there's been 2 wins total.
That is, and the only time that's going to come is when we have 2 NFC East matchups, and one of them
is
probably
going
to end in a tie.
This is the only time, because you have Thursday, New York, Philly, and
I'm calling a tie then. Mark it down. I'm calling a tie. There is only one other division in football that has less than double-digit wins, and that's the AFC East, which is 9-14 because they're being dragged down by the Jets. The NFC East
also with byes too.
Yes, the NFC East is being dragged down by every team. But what is the single most concerning thing to you? Mine was the Zach Martin injury, because that was the one thing we could count on the offensive line. Like, you've already replaced center, both your tackles. You still had Connor Williams, but Connor Williams is not super great. And so the one person we could depend on was Zach Martin, because he's awesome. And then he got hurt, and then you found out it was a concussion. So we don't exactly know when he will be back, because the concussion protocol can be unpredictable. That right there, that's when I almost felt like my last bit of hope had gone out the window. Because I was like, our offensive line might be in shambles, but we still have the best damn offensive lineman we've had in a long time, and it's Zach Martin. And then he was gone.
Mine is, it's more future, but I don't see how this can get any better. And I hate saying this. I'm trying not to take shots at the person, okay? DeMarcus Lawrence, Jalen Smith, and Ezekiel Elliott can all be great people. I'm not taking a shot at the person, but I'm doing this more from a fan general manager perspective. They are all a waste of money because they're not very talented. DeMarcus Lawrence is just a defensive end. He's a starting defensive end. He's getting paid way too much money for his production. Zeke, I'm taking everything back I said about, like, having a good season or whatever. He's having a horrible season. He's one of the main reasons we're pathetic at football. He's a waste of money. I'm not talking about the person. I'm talking about the player on the football field. And Jalen Smith is a huge waste of money. Should not be a starting linebacker in the NFL. And because of those three contracts, and we can't get out of them for a while, we're not going to be good for at least two more years. So as bad as it is right now, it's going to be bad next year, guys. And it's going to be bad the year after. Because we have three guys that are probably really great people, but a big waste of money on your salary cap.
Mike, to go along with that, go check out this tweet from Darius Butler that broke down that Christian Kirk end-around touchdown that he ran in. Because that's the moment that I vomited last night. Where I watched this defense look that deplorable last night. It was that bad. For me, Kevin, can you just hit the question one more time? I just want to make sure I'm getting this right.
What is the single most concerning thing about last night's game to you?
Okay, that Ezekiel Elliott got put in timeout. You know what? You're a little overworked. Your heart's a little racing too much. You're a little angry. You're a little upset. Go sit in timeout, and we're going to let you come back whenever timeout's over. How old are you? You're 6 years old. You get 6 minutes in timeout, right? That's how I treat my 6-year-old. You get 6 minutes in timeout, and then you can come back. But there was no real repercussion other than getting put in timeout. Like, he had to go think about what he'd done wrong. And you know what? He did play a little bit better, but there was a moment where he gets in, sixth drive, I do believe it was, for the Cowboys. He gets the ball thrown to him on a swing pattern, and he runs straight out of bounds because he didn't want to risk anybody stripping the ball out of his hands. And for the rest of the night, every single defensive player on the Cardinals team didn't even try to tackle him. All they wanted to do was punch the ball out of his hands. All right, so the fact that this guy didn't get punished last night in front of the entire team to show him, look, and everybody else, if your play is not better, then we cannot be better either. If you are a leader, you have to prove that you deserve the leadership. The fact that he got put in timeout for just a little bit shows me that this coaching staff doesn't have the backbone to stand up to the players.
In Ezekiel Elliott's first three seasons, he had a total of three fumbles lost in 40 games.
Okay.
This year, he has four fumbles lost in six games. He has more fumbles lost in these six games than he had in his first three entire seasons. And man, Corey, I think you're really onto something there. Like, yeah, I sit him on the bench the rest of the game. You're a liability at this point. And it seems like the Cowboys keep talking about things like if and when they get better, instead of saying, let's drop a contingency plan for if they don't. Like, why would the contingency plan be Zeke's going to keep fumbling the ball? Let's just see what Tony Pollard does unless he can't work anymore. And it's not like Tony Pollard went out there and ran the ball five times for 0 yards. Like, you saw a little something here and there. I'm not saying he set the world on fire, but you didn't see anything that was as bad as what Zeke was doing out there. And you're right, Corey. What did they do? They're like, all right, you can come back in.
Yeah, I think I texted you guys about this last night. It was probably Mike because I wasn't texting y'all because I was mad at you. But yeah, I was like, put Zeke on kick return right now. I know you got $19 million invested in him, but man, you got to make a display of this. He has to know, and it's not to embarrass you, man. It's not to make you feel like you're less than you are. But it's to show you that this team has to go somewhere else than where it's going. And if you're going to be the contribution, if you are going to be one of the biggest problems, because we've proven that our defense can't handle it. We've already shown that. So the one thing that we can do is try to control it just a little bit so that our defense can have a little bit of hope, and that's you. You are the one. You're the one that held out for more money when you didn't have to, and you're sitting on that pile of money right now, and now you're the problem for the team. That's something that I can't have. So if I'm the coach, I'm not letting him come back. I want him to come to me and beg to get back in the game at halftime. I want him to come to me and say, this is never going to happen again. And the moment that it does, then what? What am I going to do once it does? If it does happen again, what am I supposed to do at this point? I let you get back in there and do it again? Nah, man, that's not how it's going to work for me.
And this is the complicated thing, because after the game, Zeke said, Two fumbles. I can't do that. I can't. And I saw somebody say he took responsibility after the game, and I appreciate that. But leading into the game, he said he wasn't concerned about his fumbles and he probably wouldn't fumble again all year.
Oops.
And so, like, it is kind of contradicting messages. I appreciate the fact that Zeke always speaks to the media for better or worse and is a pro about that. I appreciate it. But at the same time, like, we're not in the feelings business, right? Like, I'm not here to tell you, like, I appreciate how professional he is, because at the end of the day, how many Cowboys fans give an F about that versus you treat the media like S, but you're awesome. They would all take that. Hell, I would take that. If Zeke was the best running back in football and came on here and said, Kevin, you're a piece of S, I would be like, great. Thank you for scoring all those touchdowns for the team I've loved my entire life. In fact, I invite that. Cowboys,
look at what our 90s, you know, team was doing that we loved.
They're awful people from those teams.
Right. These Cowboys, if you know, these Cowboys are listening, and yes, we're trashing you to death today, and you deserve it, okay? So don't think you don't deserve it. You do. You deserve to get trashed on how pathetic you guys are at football. It doesn't mean you're bad people. You could be good people. You're probably better people than a lot of those 90s Cowboys players, okay? So I just don't want people to get this mixed up. They're pathetic at playing football. They're not maybe pathetic people. So that's the tough thing that I get, is these are pathetic football players that are dressing out for the Cowboys. These aren't pathetic people. And the opposite could be of the 90s Cowboys. Some of those guys might have been pathetic people, but they were great football players.
And at the end of the day, I still think that that's what matters the most to the fan base. Like, not that they don't care if the players are good people, but do you do what happen, what you
want
to see on Sunday
both.
Or Monday?
You definitely want them to be both. Mm. Great people and great football players. Unfortunately, I think we might have great people and bad football players.
Kevin, a lot of people are asking on the fan text whether or not we think that Zeke should be wearing sleeves or not. And I think that if he wants to wear sleeves, then he needs to spray them down with pine tar before the game. Look, like, whatever it takes,
put
dude.
Put some stick on them?
Yeah, put some stick them on there. Do some double-sided tape. I don't care. Just
like
figure out a
little
way.
Little Giants.
Yes.
Where his hands got stuck to his jersey because he put so much on them.
Hey, they
absolutely
won that game, okay?
And just be like, nah, it's not pine tar.
Cowboys, just
I'm
like
just
the Giants are to finish the season.
Wow.
Just getting ready to go up to bat. I'm Rougned Odor. Just be better than Odor, guys. That's all I'm asking out of the Cowboys, is to be better than Rougie.
877-881-1053. What was your single most concerning thing about last night's game?
Well, has anybody also brought up that Andy Dalton isn't close to Dak Prescott after what we got the whole week?
Now, and
as a concerning thing.
Yes, Mike, and to that point, you saw Andy Dalton behind a trash offensive line again.
True.
And you saw, and he tried to recapture some of that magic, right, by throwing that deep ball to Michael Gallup, and he was like, oh, it's going to happen. Oh, damn. And he tried four times in the end zone to get that loft to Michael Gallup, and it never could work because they don't have a clue what they're doing. But that offensive line is so bad that that's one of the – and that Dak had to throw for 1,800 yards in the first five games. That offensive line – and I'm not going to say they're the reason that Dak got hurt, because that was just a draw play that was designed. It got what it was supposed to get. But that offensive line was bad for Dak Prescott. And you saw the protections become a problem for this team whenever they were trying to make plays on third down that were clearly passing plays. And Andy Dalton had to suffer from that last night too, because he wasn't getting any protection. And you know what? The Cardinals were like, dude, let's just line up and blitz everybody. Watch what's going to happen. They can't do anything about it. And then when they decided not to, their front four were still getting to the quarterback.
Three.
There are some positives here from the 214. Keep trashing them, then maybe Amari Cooper will call back, because we're all convinced that is absolutely who that was. Multiple people are asking about when you might see Ben DiNucci actually throw passes as opposed to just being in the game. And
what makes you think that gets better?
Well, he's going to play against the Steelers.
I didn't say better.
We will be losing by 30-plus points to the Steelers in a couple weeks, so he will get in the game in the fourth quarter in that one.
I wanted to bring this to your attention real quick, because we all need something to make us smile today. Fair?
No.
Oh.
I like where I'm at right now. Okay. Kevin. Go ahead. Actually, go ahead.
I hope you will indulge me
then.
I love
where I'm feeling right now, though.
Did you see what Bob Ryan tweeted over the weekend? I know this is not relevant to the Cowboys.
Boston Globe?
Yes. And we have to talk about it for just a second. He tweeted out on Saturday, "What the hell is Twix?"
What?
Like the candy bar?
Yes. And then he responded.
Which one, the left one or the right one?
Well, in case you thought it was a typo or something, he said, "Sorry, folks. Never in my life have I heard of Twix."
They've been around since 1967.
Yeah, dude. Twix are for kids.
And no, that's Trix. That's the cereal.
And he said, "And many of you have probably never heard of the Clark Bar." So he did the Reggie and went on the offensive on this. Anyway,
the one after Will Clark.
Everyone knows that if we were constitutionally restricted to one candy, it would have to be the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. So, yes, what you need to know in life today.
Is that what Bob Ryan said?
Yes.
So he's just loud and wrong.
Bob Ryan has never heard of Twix, ever.
Like, I know we have to go to break, but, like, Reese's being the, first of all, it's not a chocolate bar to begin with, but
nope,
Reese's being the one chocolate bar that we go to, I feel like, even though I love them, that's not the right answer.
I'd rather have just the regular milk chocolate Hershey bar than a Reese's.
Wow. Oh,
that's crazy.
You hate peanut butter.
That is a hot opinion.
I'm not a fan of the two of them together.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.